It's Blackest Night. Dickie Black on the Bay Area's Rock Station. 1077 The Bone.
1077 The Bone. There's Jimi Hendrix and Foxy Lady. I'm Nikki Black, and in the studio with me is Connor Kellycutt, who is not a foxy lady. I'm sorry.
I could be with the right makeup.
Call a spade, dude, and I do not think you would make a pretty girl.
Okay, you're probably right about that.
Drag or not.
Right. You know, thankfully,
RuPaul,
you're right.
RuPaul could not make a drag queen out of you. I'm just going to say it.
But RuPaul could try.
She could. She could try really hard because... Yeah. RuPaul's like walking airbrush.
Yeah.
I don't know how that dude gets to become that woman. I mean, honestly, I think she should be doing drag makeovers of normal people.
Yeah, RuPaul should have her own show. I think that would be... Yeah.
She does.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, it's like a drag queen contest.
Oh, she should have a better one, though, where she fixed up really ugly women, and she'd be, the whole time, she'd say...
That's what I'm saying.
If I can look this good and I'm a dude...
Because right now, she has, like, a niche audience of people who are watching this drag queen competition.
Right.
It's like America's Top Model, but it's,
drag
like,
queen.
Drag queens.
Right.
But if you put, like, normal chicks on there and, like, dialed them up...
Yeah.
If you're like, come on, we can make this ugly dude look like a hot chick. Yeah. We can make this ugly chick look like a hot chick.
I've seen a lot of ugly chicks, too.
I think it would be totally worthwhile.
I think we should check
into
it.
And I think lots more people would watch.
Yes. And then every once in a while you have a dude come on and they have to make the chick look better than the dude.
Or, how about this? You have like 9 ugly chicks
right.
and one dude.
Yeah.
And you do the drag, the super drag
Ooh,
makeover on all of them.
Yes.
And then somebody has to figure out which one's the dude.
Yes. Or somebody
See?
Could win something.
And you have to go to like a bowling alley.
Yes.
And find like 6 guys in their 50s who are already half drunk.
Yeah.
And you have to make them find the dude.
Ooh, that could be good.
Right?
Okay, I would just like to say that we have... rights to this.
We're going to copyright this.
We have this already. This is recorded,
right? This is our idea. Yeah.
So we can record it?
We've just put it in a medium.
Okay, good.
And we've pitched it to the world.
Right.
Now all we need is a clever title to go with it. And
Nikki Black and Connor Kellycutt's awesome show. I think that sounds really good.
I think for a working title, that's okay.
No, that's it. I'll walk from the project if we don't use that.
Hey, you walk from the project, you walk from the profits, buddy.
Oh, come on. No, I'm already in. This is ridiculous.
All right, I'm suing you for the rights.
Okay. Did you say Susie? Does everybody at home know about Susie?
You know, I don't know if everybody knows, but most
people
do. Yeah.
Susie.
Everybody knows I have a pug named Susie, and she frequently comes into the studio with me. On very rare occasions, she will bark.
Yeah.
But very rare.
She's very sweet, and my dog at home is going to be very excited
when you come home smelling like my dog.
Yeah, he's going to be thrilled. Where have you been? What are you doing? Where were you with her?
You're going to get a little extra love.
I don't know what I'm going to get, but I'm excited about what's going to happen. You know?
I'm going to lay odds that you get leg humped.
Something. Right.
I'm going to lay odds that your shins get lucky tonight.
Yes,
when you get
my shins will get very lucky. He's a very happy dog, and I think dogs
What kind
in
of
general,
dog?
He's a boxer.
Is he a big boxer or a medium boxer?
He's a medium to skinny boxer. He's a slender. He likes to stay in shape. He likes to work out.
Okay, yeah.
It's important to him.
He's a Sugar Ray boxer.
Yeah, exactly. And
he's like a middle to lightweight, not a welterweight.
Right. He's not a welterweight. He's not a fat pig. he's very excited about life, and he just wants to be out there. He's happy. He's dog
He's no
happy.
Mike Tyson. He's no...
No. He's very Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray, you nailed it with Sugar Ray. He's very Sugar Ray.
I did. I was trying to show my limited boxing knowledge.
But you don't need to go any further.
You know, I'm like Lennox this. Lewis, George right. Foreman.
Rocky Balboa.
Wait,
he's not real.
Well, and he's not heavyweight.
No, but there's a real statue of him.
It's awesome that they fool you in the movies thinking that Sylvester Stallone could be a heavyweight.
He's what, 5'4"?
I don't even think he's that tall. I think he's like 5'1 or 2". He's this big.
He's tiny. But
he's
they push
like
the camera
tall.
Real close to him, right?
Yeah. I think he stands on a box.
That would be a boxer on a box. That would be awesome, though, to be that small and everybody think you're that big.
Because I'm sure Dolph Lundgren towered over him.
Dude, that dude's enormous.
Because Dolph is like 6-something.
Isn't he?
Brigitte Nielsen was married to Sylvester Stallone, and she's 6 feet tall.
Did you know Dolph is like a MIT scientist?
No, he is not.
He is. Look it
is
up.
He really?
You will look it up.
I will
this
Google
break.
That.
You will Google it.
I am Googling
it.
That in
No,
like
he came
seconds.
To America based on being a genius, and they put him to work. And then
in
he
the
got
movies,
the
saying, I will break you.
I know. Was that crazy?
You I didn't must know that break you. Yeah, he just came over here like and said like 4 words.
Yeah.
And it was instantly famous.
And well, they had a bunch of other scenes where he did like, you know, mathematic algorithms,
okay,
but then they cut him. because it wasn't working movie. They're
like, that would have been great if he was like, I must break you, and then they show him running on the high-tech machinery,
right,
and then
right.
it breaks, and he stops and fixes it, and then gets back on and starts running
And he does the
again.
Math on the board and shows him what's wrong with it. And
it would be like Good Will Hunting meets Rocky IV.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Good Will Hunting 4.
I love
4.
This. We're copywriting this idea, too.
God, we're just
as
coming
we
up with
speak.
Movies and shows and...
And I should point out, speaking of shows, that you are going to be at the SF Comedy Showcase at the Punchline in San Francisco.
Sunday.
This Sunday, October 23rd. It's at 8 o'clock. Tickets are on sale at livenation.com. But we'll be giving some away if you stick with us on 107.7.
We're going to tell you about the showcase?
Bone. You can tell me about the showcase in like, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Okay.
Sit tight. We play music on this station.
Oh,
I don't know
right,
if you know
right.
this or not.
The morning show, right?
107.7 The Bone is known for something called classic rock.
You want rock? You got it. The Bay Area's rock station, 107.7, The Bone.
In the studio with me, I have Connor Kellycutt. He is going to be at the Punchline this Sunday night at
Sunday,
8 o'clock.
Sunday.
San Francisco Comedy Showcase.
Sunday, yes. It is an awesome showcase, too, if you go.
Who I've been else doing is it. Performing, do you know?
We don't know. That's what's exciting, is you never know who's going to be the showcase. And I've been doing it for about 150 years now. And what's awesome is there's like a few people that are trying to come up, so they're doing, you know, their very best and brightest, which is good usually, and sometimes weird stuff happens. And then there's comics like me, been around a little while, and we use it to like do new stuff, like you want to work out some new stuff, and you go down there. So you
well,
might
and
see
a lot
some
of
weird
comics
stuff.
Just moved to New York.
yeah, we had a big burst of
like three or four different comedians
Tinkerbell,
in San Francisco.
Yeah,
just
a bunch of people.
Yeah,
well, you can't stay in the same place because they get used to you. And you have to, when you go to a new city, you're a new person, but you bring the skills you've learned somewhere else. So when you arrive there, they see, you know, a headliner show up.
Whereas so what you're saying is in about 3 years, they're all coming back.
Yeah,
new
they'll
material.
Tinkle. Yeah, they'll come back and check it out. And, you know, but you have to develop in different cities to move up at sometimes. You have to move at some point. You should move.
And you can't have all your jokes be about Muni.
No.
You've got to expand.
Yeah.
Get some subway jokes in there.
Yeah. So you could change Muni.
Maybe
subway,
some highway though. Jokes.
Yeah.
Something, you know, whatever
like
it is
Texas.
That plays in Iowa.
Yeah. Did you say Iowa?
Iowa. whatever those mid-states are
the
like.
Midwest states are all one big name.
And I know there's a lot of you Midwestern people that have moved to San Francisco and are probably taking offense at this, and all I can say is, good, move back.
Good, go. Come
move
on.
Move back.
What are you
we don't
here?
Have room for you. I tried to find an apartment in 1999, and it was like trying to find a lump of gold up a leprechaun's butt.
Really?
Because everyone moved here.
Yeah. Do you just hold him down and just reach in there? Does he bite the leprechaun? Are they squirrely? Squirrely
use a lot of lube. Yeah, there's like a farm grade lube that you can get in bulk.
Farm grade. That's horrible because the leprechaun's an inside pet.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
But you're using farm grade stuff.
Well, the farm grade lube is actually it just comes in bulk and it's cheaper. Sorry.
Yeah, that does sound
cheaper. Sorry, Leprechaun. It's not that fancy stuff you can get at the adult bookstore.
No, well, there aren't that many adult bookstores left.
But
anyway.
You know what? Even though leprechauns claim they're speaking English, you can't understand a word they say. So I say abuse the hell out of them. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just do them. Yeah, this is going to be
okay
fun.
With that.
Come down to the show.
And the Comedy Showcase is cheap, and I can make it cheaper. I can make it free right now at 888-303-BONE. And one of the things I love about the Punchline is that it's one of those places where comedians will actually just show up and hang out.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen
home club.
At a lot of other comedy clubs.
No, it doesn't.
Which I love.
It is nice because we do. It's a home club. It's one of the few home clubs where you can go and just relax. And it's weird, though, that that's our thing, is to relax in a room full of people in the dark with alcohol and loud microphones going on. That's our comfort zone.
It's an acquired taste.
It is an acquired taste, but that's what we're doing. And I don't know. It's weird that we go up. It's weird that we can go in that room and I'm supposed to go up on that stage and say funny things, and you sit in your chair and listen. And everybody agrees to that. Everybody has agreed that that's what we're doing in this room.
I consider that to be a little bit of old-fashioned humor.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think that's kind of what had to happen before there was TV and internet and
cell
phones?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
In
the very beginning.
That.
It's
yeah.
one of the oldest jobs, philosophers.
That's pretty much the stand-up philosopher.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the earliest jobs is to just, you know, make people think.
I'm having
laugh
like a Bill and Ted moment right now.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm resisting a dust in the wind joke.
Right. Yeah, that's a classic, though. But
so
all we are.
We have to give away these tickets right now and play some AC/DC. But then there's like a Stevie Ray Vaughan song, and you can tell people about the home club because I love calling it that. It's 107.7 The Bone. Connor Kelly. Burnicket is in the studio and performing at the San Francisco Comedy Showcase at the Punchline this Sunday night. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but I got them for you right now at 888-303-BONE.
100% pure rock. 107.7 The Bone.
I'm Nikki Black, and in the studio with me is Connor Kellycut, who's going to be performing at the San Francisco Comedy Showcase, the Punchline in San Francisco, this Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but I do have another pair to give away, so you're going to want to sit right where you are and hold the phone poised to dial 888-303-BONE. All you early callers, you're not getting in, because guess what? Nothing. I just did? Blocked out the phone lines.
What?
That's right. Block.
You can't just cruise in anytime you want. You got to wait for the right moment.
Oh, but people are always doing that.
They just love it, don't they?
If they think that there's an opportunity to win something coming up, they just start calling and hanging up and calling and hanging up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it drives me mad.
Yeah.
So you know what I do? I just block out all the phone lines. I'm like, oh, whoops.
Yeah, you know what I don't like on my job is the cord to the microphone being around my feet.
Hmm.
So we have similar problems.
I don't see how that's similar.
My thing pisses me off and your thing pisses you off.
Oh, okay.
So everybody has things that piss them off at work is all I'm saying.
You're going for like a very basic thing.
Very basic. Yes. I'm all about the basic. I go back to the basics. That's all I do.
You're breaking down the raw particles of anger.
Yes.
Yes.
Always, you know why you go to the basics? Because everybody can do the basics.
Ah.
We connect all on the basics. We all get hungry. We all get tired. Stay with the basics. That's
why,
how you do it.
Why don't you just get a cordless mic?
Oh, that's a good idea. Because I don't run the club. I don't run a club. Some
you
of
can't
them
be YOM?
Mics. No, you can't do that.
That's frowned upon?
Yeah, you're stuck up.
They make fun of you.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
That's the guy with the mic.
Look at Connor. He brings his own microphone.
He does his own mic.
Yeah, he's a germaphobe, I heard. The rumors will start.
Yeah, there are a lot of things going around from that microphone, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's filthy.
Did you ever notice all the comedians are sick at the same time? It's not because they were sharing the same bottle of booze.
Well, actually, it might be. Yeah. That actually could be it.
Yeah, it could be.
Right. But,
speaking of booze and comedians.
Yes.
So, San Francisco Comedy Showcase.
Sunday.
All the comedians like to hang out at the Punchline.
Yes.
And if you go to the Punchline, which I strongly suggest because it's one of my favorite places, turn around and look behind you.
Yes.
Because nobody ever is seated at the bar.
Right.
You sit down, you order your drinks, they bring you your food,
right.
The show starts, and then if you look behind you, you'll see all these comedians who sneaked in for free after the show started, and they line up the bar and drink like fish.
And we drink like fish, and
I hope
then we
they
watch
well.
Other comics, and we judge them, and we make comments about them, or we give them new jokes or whatever, but yeah, you stand in the back, and you wait for your turn to go up on stage. Some guys wait a long time.
Is there like a comedy etiquette thing? Like if somebody tells a joke that just dies, can you be like, dude, take that one out of there. It was awful.
Oh, yeah. You can totally tell them, dude, that sucked. Never do that joke again.
Awesome.
There's nothing wrong with that. Comics should have a very thick skin. So if you sucked, I mean, I had
if
a buddy
you stunk
come
up
off,
the joint,
yeah,
it's
I had a buddy
you
come
farted.
Off stage once, and he was all bummed, and I was like, "Dude, you act like you never bombed before. It's not like your first time. You know?
It's not like you haven't sucked a lot.
You bomb a lot, dude. Why are you surprised? You know, this is how you do it. You know, so yeah, you got to be able to put up with it.
Speaking of bombs, here is my favorite question to ask comedians: what is your worst joke? What is the joke that you just yanked because it was so bad? Worst joke ever.
Well, define bad. Some of my bad jokes are like really.
I don't
like
mean bad
offensive.
Where you're like, yeah, no. I don't mean bad offensive. I mean bad like stupid.
Oh.
I mean like you thought it was funny. You put it in your act and then.
All
you
right, here's a joke I love
work.
And I to this day still love it, but nobody likes it and nobody ever laughs at it. So, do you know who M.C. Escher is?
MCS
draws those pictures, those weird...
The hand drawing the hand, the endless staircase. Yes.
Very bizarre pictures. I don't know if you know this, but actually before he went into art, he was a stand-up comedian. And one of his best jokes was two guys walking into the bar, and the bartender says... they say to the bartender, hey, how about a joke? And the bartender says, two guys walking into a bar, and they say to the bartender... Hey, bartender, how about a joke? And the bartender says, two guys walk into a bar. They say to the bartender, hey, bartender, how about a joke? No one ever laughs at that. But I think it's genius.
I can see people wanting to hurt you for that joke.
Yeah. Eventually you're like, what the hell? How do I get out of this joke?
Yeah. Dude, that hot chick from the Nagel printings is going to jump out and bitch slap you for that one. Because it's not only so 80s, but it's like, it is. It's
no one has ever laughed at that joke.
See, I think it would be funny if you came up with a joke about MC Usher being a rap artist in his prior career, because that would make sense.
Yes.
MC Usher.
Yeah, MC. You know, he's already got the name.
He just keeps writing these raps that go round and round and they never end.
Yeah, which would sell in rap music, because
that's pretty much what rap music is.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now.
Maybe this is a true story and I just didn't make I'm not even making it up.
What did that guy ask for earlier? Some guy called in and asked to play a song. What was it?
Oh, Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yes. Hey, can you play the Black Eyed Peas? I said no.
No. Do you know what station you're listening to? It's The Bone.
We're
classic
the Bone.
Rock.
We're The Bone.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas does not fly.
Doesn't work here. Yeah. No.
Classic. I'm in between Zeppelin and AC/DC. That was exciting. Yeah. And now after
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know. On the
That's
way.
Who I roll
I'm
with.
I'm breaking out Steppenwolf and Rush and Rick Derringer and Blue Oyster Cult.
Nice.
More cowbell, bitches.
Cowbell. I'll have to listen
That's
to that in the car because
right.
I'm going to do a set over at Club Deluxe.
Yeah. So anybody who's wandering the city right now and could go to Upper Haight immediately, you'll be on stage in approximately 10 minutes.
Hopefully. And then Kevin Avery's going to be on after me too. So
oh,
he's
sweet.
Awesome.
Tell Kevin, hey, he's been
I
on the
will.
Show.
Yeah, Kevin's good times.
So I guess we better wrap this up so you can get out here and
I gotta go.
And be late. And I'm going to give away tickets now to the Woo-hoo! SF Comedy Showcase with Connor Kellycut and whatever random drunk comedians show up.
Thank you, Nikki Black.
It's exciting and fun at the Punchline this Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but I'll give you some right now at 888-303-BONE.
Nikki Black. Nikki Black.
She sleeps all day and she works all night. What kind of girl do you think she is?
It's Black as Night on the Bay Area's Rock Station, 107.7 The Bone.